There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bob Zimmerman. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. The month of February, your subscriptions and donations are most welcome because we have an adventure to follow. The Blue Ghost. Bob, how is the Blue Ghost doing and what is it?
Blue Ghost is Firefly's private lunar lander, and it's the first lunar lander that Firefly has launched. It was launched about a month ago by SpaceX. It has just left Earth orbit. It is taking a 45-day trip to get to the moon when it will land. It is now in what they call the transfer orbit, where it is transferring from Earth orbit to lunar orbit. It's going to spend about four days in this transfer orbit, and then it'll be in lunar orbit, and it'll be in lunar orbit for a little over 2 weeks before it'll finally do its descent. It has a lot of interesting payloads on Blue Ghost, and that's kind of cool. It's got a hopper. It's got a little rover. It also has a drill. They're going to try to drill into the surface. The one mystery about Blue Ghost to me right now, John, is I'm not exactly sure where it's landing. It was originally supposed to land right on the rim of Shackleton Crater, but that had a launch in January to meet that target location, and it didn't do that. It's launching in February. It launched later than that. So I'm not sure where it's going to actually land in the South Pole region right now, but the bottom line is that it's going well, and keep your fingers crossed, in about a month, a little over a month, we might have an American private company put a lander on the moon with NASA payloads on board.
There are other private landers headed to the moon right now. There's not a race so much as to demonstrate that you can do it successfully because there's money in it, right, Bob? This is private.
That is money. Correct. That is correct. The private Japanese company iSpace has its second lunar lander on the way to the moon. It was launched on the same rocket as Firefly's Blue Ghost, but it's taking a longer route to get to the moon. It won't get there for about another 4 months. And both spacecraft are trying to make money by selling payload space on their landers. And these missions are successful, they will definitely establish themselves as a business for the future.
20 years ago, we were talking about monetizing low Earth orbit by selling space on your booster. Now we're talking about the same thing for the moon. How many decades until we talk about it for Mars? Unknown. All right. There's an asteroid out there that we now qualify as the highest ever on the Torino scale. What does that mean?
All right. The Torino scale was created by scientists who study asteroids to try to rate the threat that an asteroid makes to hitting the Earth. And up to now, we've never had an asteroid higher than 2. And it could go up to 10, these numbers, but anything over 5 is a serious threatening situation. Anything over 8 is a certain collision. Well, the asteroid 2024 YR4, which was discovered in 24, it has a potential to hitting the Earth in 2032. And initial calculations said it had a 1.2% chance of doing that, which is low. But it's still a chance. Well, they've done more calculations and gotten more data, and it's raised the risk of hitting the Earth to 2.3%, which raises on the Torino scale to as much as 5, threatening. That's the highest we've ever had. I should point out there's a lot of uncertainties in these numbers. First of all, we don't even know much about the asteroid. It could be only 130 feet across, or it could be as big as over 300 feet across. We don't know. We don't even know whether it's a rubble pile or a solid object, though it appears to be a solid object because it rotates fast. So we don't know much about this, and as there is, it isn't a world destroyer, John, but it is a risk that could do damage if it hits the Earth, and so we have to look at this really closely.
Bob Zimmerman. Happy birthday, Bob Zimmerman. Your donations are most appreciated the month of February. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.